Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter, and the pastor of New Vision for Life Ministries. Truly, it is a blessing to be with you today. And I'd like to say good morning to my awesome co-host. Good morning, beloved. How are you?
Good morning, beloved. I am well. This is Minister Tabika Garnes, your co-host, and I am happy to be with you guys today.
Amen, 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 amen. Well, good morning to Joyce in New York. Praise be unto God. God bless you, woman of God, to Tamika Sheldon, to Joyce and Lester Richardson, to Teresa in Pennsylvania, to the Crawfords in Tennessee, to Prophetess Kim, Prophetess Dorn, Deacon Farr, Deacon Banks, to Isaiah in New York, Isaiah in Pennsylvania. Praise be unto God. So glad to see all of you here with us this morning. And, of course, to all of the New Vision members that tune in, it is so good to have you with us today. This is another awesome day in the Lord, and we are truly grateful for it, truly grateful for it. Beloved, is there anyone that you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Yes, ma'am. I want to say good morning to all of our callers. Thank you so much for joining. We are grateful and thankful for your presence every Saturday, that you roll over, get up, however you do it, and call in just to spend some time with us on a Saturday morning. So we don't take your time for granted, and we just thank you so much. Again, we always give thanks to the Lord for this show and this platform and all that he's doing through us and how he is using us. So our goal is to make him famous, and our prayer is that those that don't know him will stumble across one of these shows, and it changes their life forever. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. I love it when we get the people that just happen to show up on the show. You know, they think it's accidentally as they're searching, and they show up, and that day there was a message for them. And I do thank God for it. I truly thank the Lord for it. I'm telling you. And it is an honor. It is an honor to be able to minister to people. An honor to be able to minister to people and knowing that God's word is getting out, you know, that his word is getting out. And we're reaching the world. We're reaching the world. And it is so marvelous, you know, when we think back in a time of Jesus' days, you know, the people that he reached were the ones that were right there within hearing distance, you know, of where he was standing. And now, thank God for technology, you know, we can sit in our living rooms, bedrooms, wherever it is we're sitting, and we can touch people in many, many different countries. And I think it's such an awesome, awesome thing. So we thank God, like you said, darling, for this platform and that people's lives are being changed by it daily. You know, people's lives are being changed. So I do thank the Lord. Would you want to open us in prayer, hon?
Sure.
Thank you, darling.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you, Lord God, for there is none like you, Father God. Lord, we just give you praise, and we thank you for every opportunity that you give us Even when you allow us to wake up the next day, Lord God, we give you praise because that is our time to fulfill, Lord God, our time to fulfill the calling on our lives, Lord God. God, let us just begin to take what you've given us seriously, Lord God, and come out that place of complacency and being comfortable with just what it is right now, Lord God, because you have so much more that you want to show us and walk us through, oh God. And so, Father, we just thank you for being faithful to us, Lord God. Even when we're unfaithful to you, Lord God, you are still faithful to us, Father. And, Lord, we just want to give you praise, Lord God, because your word is your word and it never lies. It never returns unto you void, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we just thank you for every promise. We thank you for every blessing, Lord God. We thank you for every prophetic word, Lord God, that you give us, Lord God. I just pray, Lord, that you would begin to help us remember our prophetic words, Lord God. It's so many times where we've been in atmospheres where the prophetic was going and we didn't have a chance to write it down, Lord God, and it wasn't recorded, but God, you know what was said, and Lord, I'm just asking that you help us to remember those things, Father God, especially when we get into positions where we just want to give up, Lord God, give us a little nugget of what that prophetic word was that will bring life back to us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. So, God, I thank you that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, oh, God, that you are the great I am, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that you are the way maker, God. You are the healer and you are the deliverer, Father. And, Lord, there is none like you, Father. So I thank you, Lord God, for every person that called in today, God. I pray for them. I pray for their families, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you would just begin, Lord God, to use them in a way that they would never imagine, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that you would prick our hearts right now, God. Prick our hearts, Father God. Prick our hearts so that we are able to know, Lord God, what it is that you want us to do, Father God, that we won't continue to go back and forth, that we would know, Lord God, what it is that you have said, and no matter who agrees and who doesn't, Father God, as long as you said it, Lord, that we would make a way for it to happen in the name of Jesus, God. So I pray your will be done over this line tonight. I pray that we learn to lay down our will so that your will can take full effect in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, I just pray for hope for your people, hallelujah, that when stress, anxiety, and fear rise up, God, that your love and your promises and your hope will keep them anchored. Father, we thank you, we bless you, and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Oh, Lord, amen. I thank you, Father God. I thank you. I thank you. It is always an honor to hear you pray. Hallelujah. And being thankful and grateful for what God is doing in our lives. And that's not just you and me. That's all of us that are on this line. So we do thank the Lord for it. Amen, 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 amen. Well, baby, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I know I've dealt with a lot of people this week that have been stressed out, you know, and not knowing what to do with certain things in their life. Some of it dealt with death and bereavement. Some dealt with folks planning on getting married. Others dealt with conversations again about the opening of churches, you know, coronavirus, the coronavirus and the election seems to be the main thing that is on people's hearts across the nation or in their mind across the nation. Those two things at the top of the list, then, you know, you've got so many other things that people are dealing with. People moving, buying houses, putting houses on the market, relationships up and down, people having trouble on their jobs. I mean, and the list goes on and on and on. And people are stressed out. They're just totally stressed out. And so today I wanted us to talk about, you know, stress. I wanted you know, to talk about that, and let's also, you know, examine what the Word of God says about us being stretched. And I'm also doing a piece on, that's interesting, I'm doing a piece on peace, okay? So that's something that I was looking at all week long, looking at the peace of God and how He grants us peace in the middle of all of the things that's going on. So it has to come to a place where we truly do trust God, and there's no other way that we can get through this life and get through the things we need to get through if we don't trust God. We have to. So I want to look at, you know, what is on God's heart when it comes to stress? What is His heart? That's why this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And when we look at Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, it says, "Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls." And that is what Jesus is saying, you know, to the people. God has a plan for us in dealing with stress. His path is not to lead to painful unrest, but rather a peaceful rest. And the enemy truly wants to overwhelm us. He wants to overwhelm us. He causes us to have all types of anxiety, stress, and so forth. And when I say he causes us to have it, when we really stop and look at it, beloved, when we suffer from stress, when we suffer from anxiety and fear, it all comes down to the fact that we have lost our trust and faith in God. And it grieves me, you know, to even say that, because as a pastor, a person has been saved, you know, since 1976, you know, many years, that there are still times, you know, when I forget who I am in Christ Jesus and who He is in me. You know, that I don't have to fret about the things that I fret about, you know. We have to realize that God is with us in the times of stress. He is truly with us. God promised never to leave us and never to forsake us. And one of the scriptures that we can look at, you know, when we're thinking about this is Isaiah 41 and 10, when the word says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." I mean, what a peaceful thought that we don't have to fear, because God is with us. He is with us. Beloved, those of you that are online, please understand that God is with you in the midst of every single thing that you are going through. He is with you. He said that He is our God, and He will strengthen us, and He will help us. And that in itself brings a level of peace to us, you know, that we're not going to find in the world. We're not going to find in the world. Beloved, what do you say about these things? What do you say, love?
Yes, ma'am. I truly believe that if we could stay focused on God, meaning that if we would just stay so focused on Him and paying attention to what He's doing, and trusting Him, that is the key. We have to trust Him. And sometimes the situations that we deem as stressful may be the very situation where He's trying to get us to trust Him. But we're so overwhelmed with that situation that we can't find the time nor the peace to trust Him. And, you know, we the things that we go through are happening now. And it's almost like, God, I need you to do something now, because I can't do this. And you're right. You can't do it. Only he can do it. And if you say you trust him, then your actions have to match what it is that you're saying. You know, I'm talking to myself, too. I'm just not, you know, preaching at you guys.
I'm talking to
me as well. You know, many a times, you know, we sit and we pray and we say, God, I trust you, Lord. I trust you. I trust you, Lord. You know, I know that you're going to work it out. I know that you are the way maker. And then when a situation comes up, we fall apart. And we just said that we trusted. We just told God that we trusted him in our prayer. And so it just makes me think how much if we just stayed in his word, I mean, stayed in his word.
Yes.
I mean, like that, like if somebody could see your heart, they could see God's word written on your heart because that's how much you're in his word. And then when times of trouble arise, there's a prayer that you just begin to pray and the whole atmosphere shifts. And people are watching like, oh my goodness, she just her husband just left her, but yet she's smiling. You know, now I'm not going to say that thing is not going to hurt you. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you know, go into a denial like it's not happening. What I'm saying is that you would trust the Lord so much that you know he's still going to make a way. Yes, my heart hurts that my husband just up and walked out, and now I'm having to pick things up and figure out how to move on. Yes, that hurts because you're human. You've been with this person, you know, and so, yes, that is going to hurt. But what I'm saying is you know that your God is so much greater than that situation that, you know, you're going to cry, yes. You may even have that moment where you don't want to talk to anybody. Yes, I understand that as well. What I'm saying is when you trust God, you will not stay there. You'll tell God, okay, God, wipe my face, heal my heart, and help me to move forward. You're not going to allow the situation to make you bitter, to make you mean and nasty to people. And even if a month later he may call you to apologize, and because you allow God to heal your heart in that moment, you're not going to be nasty towards him. You want to say, I accept your apology. You know, it really hurt. I accept your apology and just leave. You know what I mean? You're not going to sit there and curse him out or feel like, you know, you just want to tear him down because he hurt you. That seems like that's what we do. We want to tear the person down that hurt us because our flesh, that's what our flesh wants to do. That's the time where God wants to fight on our behalf. And so, you know, God wants us to have peace, especially when our heart is troubled, stressed, and afraid. And in John 14:27, it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid." Now, when it says, I do not give to you as the world gives, the world has this false peace. It's an imitator of God's peace. The world will say, if your bank account is full, if you have a nice job, if you are successful, you know, all these things will bring you peace. Which is a lie, because if those things are ever taken away, you'll find that you have no peace. But God is saying that, you know, his peace is if anything happens, you still have peace. You know, those things fall apart. The stock market crashes. You lose all your money. But I gave you my peace, which stays, which remains, which surpasses all of that worldly stuff that we cling to. If you don't have God's peace, you will fall apart because you lost all those things. Amen, Apostle. What you think?
Amen. I'm telling you, sweetheart. Look. You are preaching to me for sure. You are preaching to me, and this is some of the stuff that I was dealing with when I was doing my study on peace. You know, this was some of what these exact same scriptures here. And when God said, you know, my peace I give you, and not the world's peace, and you were so right. We look at all of these other things and think that that's where the peace is going to come from. If I had a man, if I had a woman, if I lived in a different house, you know, a different job, blah, 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 blah. And none of those things brings us peace. None of it, you know. And the peace that God leaves us, he said his peace. And it surpasses all of our understanding, all of the understanding. Mm-hmm. And that's why when the world looks at us, you know, during this pandemic, you know, during our racism with the black and blue and, you know, during the election and so forth, there has got to be a peace that makes us stand out above the crowd, that the people will look at us and say, how can you still be peaceful in a time like this? And we've got to say it's nothing but the grace of God. It is only God. And people understand that peace does not mean the absence of trouble. Praise be unto God. It does not mean the absence of tribulation. It does not mean the absence of sickness and pain. No, it doesn't mean that. But the peace that God gives us, it means in spite of all of those things, we still are focused in on God. We can still give God a praise. We can still find joy in our heart, even in the midst of these things, and knowing that the joy of the Lord is our strength. God wants to carry our burden and give us rest. He wants to do that. He doesn't want us to take on burdens. One of the things I remember from years ago is, you know, that God identifies us as sheep. Beloved, sheep are not working animals, okay? They don't carry burdens. They don't carry loads. Sheep don't do that. An ox will do that. You know, a donkey will do that, but not a sheep. And we as sheep, you know, we carry so much that God had no intentions for us to carry. We are carrying the load that a bull or some other working animal is supposed to carry. But no, we are sheep. And the word of God tells us, come to me, all ye that are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And that's Matthew 11:28. And God wants us not to carry the burden. He will carry these burdens for us. He will do what's necessary in these circumstances if we could truly just trust him. You know, like a great shepherd, God wants to lead us and to guide us, you know, when we're too stressed to make decisions. He wants to instruct us in these things. He wants to teach us the way to go. You know, when you talked about, you know, us praying, we pray and ask God for instructions on how to do something, and then we don't stay long enough to hear his instructions. You know, we don't listen to anything that he says, and we throw out our requests, and we jump up, and we run off, and we prayed about this, but as soon as we get up, we're going to see what we can do to handle the thing, you know. And God wants to tell us, you know, to go a different way. You know, the word of God tells us that he will instruct us and he will teach us in the way that we should go. And he will counsel us with his loving eye on us. He's watching us and watching over us. And, man, I'm telling you, when I think about these things, beloved, you can't help but get peace in your heart. And it grieves me at the time that I have spent dealing with situations that I should not have dealt with personally, okay? Things that I have been worried about and concerned. And check that out, saints of God, listen. You know, when was it? It was just a week ago, 2 weeks at the most. We said we did a teaching that was last week. We did the teaching on 10 reasons why you shouldn't worry, okay? And yet there were things that I have worried about. And worrying is sin. It is sin. It's all right for us to be concerned, but worrying means a lack of trust in God. And so for me, it's sin. And I have worried more than I needed to. And I need to go back over that list and remind myself, just as we're talking today. You know, when I listen to what we're saying, Tabika hit it right on the head. Look, we're not preaching to you. We're talking to us. There's not one thing that we deal with when, as ministers, that God doesn't, the Holy Spirit doesn't minister it back to us. Normally, the things mm-hmm. that we end up talking about are things that we need to be taught, okay, or we need to be reminded of, and being one to know that we are not to carry our burdens, these burdens, we are to take them to the Lord and let him handle those things and how he wants to guide us when we are too stressed to make decisions. He wants mm-hmm. to guide us. And for that, I do say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Beloved, those of you that are listening, please remember that this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And excuse me. And if you would like to comment at any time, please press 1 on your keypad, and we will bring you into this conversation. I know that Tabika and I are not the only ones that have felt the stress and the cares of the world, you know, that we're not the only ones. So if there's something you would like to share, you may join in on the conversation. And with that being said, Minister Tabika, what would you say as we continue on, beloved?
Yes, ma'am. Just that God wants you to talk to him about your stress, mm-hmm. and he wants to set you free. You know, in Psalms 118:5, it says, "In my distress, I prayed to the mm-hmm. Lord, and the Lord answered me, and he set me free." So, mm-hmm. so God wants, you know, he doesn't want us to try to hide it from him. He wants us to talk to him about it, because guess what? He has all the answers, and he already knows what you're going through before you even say something. But see, sometimes, you know, some of these things that we go through are, let me just say it like this, are conversation starters so that we will talk to God. You know, some of us go through stuff and we don't talk to him. We just hold it in. In our minds, we're like, well, God sees what I'm going through anyway, so what is the point of me even saying anything about it? Like, what is the need of me talking to him when he already sees and knows what I'm going through? And, you know, that can be a trick of the enemy, because even though God knows what we're going through, you know, he wants to hear from you about it. He wants to hear from you about it. That's the time where you're building relationship with him, because you're talking to him. You're pouring uh-huh. your heart out to him. You know, just like how we pour our hearts out to our homegirls and our, some, I don't know about guys, how they really, you know, talk to each other. They may share, but not to the level that women share with each other. Right. So that same way where you're with your girlfriends and you're pouring out about something that has affected you, that's the same way that God wants us to be with him. The same way. He wants us to pour our hearts out to him. And that, first and foremost, he should be the first one that we're pouring our hearts out to, because he mm-hmm. is able to touch our hearts. He is able to speak a word that could heal our hearts right then and there. But sometimes we have this habit of going to 10,000 of people and saying mm-hmm. and telling people what's going on, and now you have all these different voices going on in your head about the situation, and now it's like you're confused. Because you hear all these conversations that's going on over people's opinions, and now it's just caused the depression. Whereas if we have gone to the Father first and poured our heart out, he has the ability to heal our hearts right then and there. Speak a word where you would get up off that floor and be like, okay, I am strong, Lord God. You know, he will mm-hmm. fill all those empty places, and you can get up, and then you may be able to share. But what the caution is whatever God has already said, don't let somebody change it. Don't let mm-hmm. don't let somebody say something and it sounds good to your flesh, and now you're going by what that person said when God already gave you the answer. So that's why it's very important that you be on guard, and it's important that you know who to share with and who not to share with. And that's very easy. You go to the Lord and you ask him. and you ask him. So if you have a pastor, you know, you say you trust your pastor, you trust that your pastor is not going to share your information with anybody else unless need be, whereas that scripture where, you know, something's going on, I forgot how it goes, where somebody in the church is doing something that not right, and they go to you and they're still not listening, and then you share it before the people or something like that. But when you say you trust your pastor, then you should be able to go to your pastor and share with your pastor what is going on, because your pastor is your safe place. And if you feel like your pastor is not your safe place, then you need to be before the Lord and asking God, okay, Lord, this is what I feel in my heart, or this is what I heard, or this is what I saw, and can you just make that clearer for me? Because you know, the enemy has this thing where he will distort stuff. You know, he's very good at that. He will distort stuff, and it's not really what it looks like. So, yes, we have to go to the Lord, to before our Father, Lord, I'm feeling a certain type of way in my heart. I need you to clarify and make it clear for me. And then, you know, if God reveals, okay, yeah, that person isn't good, you know, for where you, that person is really not a safe place, then ask God to show you where the safe place is.
Amen.
It's as simple as that. And then we just have to be, we have to be patient enough to wait on him to show us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good word. We have a caller that wishes to chime in. Just one moment. Good morning, beloved. How are you today?
Good morning. I am fine and fabulous.
Amen. Amen.
You know, it has always been my belief that sometimes we are a bit misguided with good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And so many years I've heard people say, God won't put any more on you than you can bear. And people tend to sit under those burdens and they don't take them because they feel like they are supposed to carry them.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, it's like God wants us to lighten the load. He wants us to take those burdens to him. He wants us to reach out and trust him. It's like the saying goes, if he brings you to the edge of the cliff, he'll either catch you when you fall or teach you how to fly. So you have to have that faith that he is going to deliver on his promises. He hasn't failed us ever. So we have no reason to believe that we have to carry all this stuff around. It just weighs you down, and it takes away your ability to even lift up your hands and give him the praise and the glory and the honor that he deserves. And when you do that, the burdens get light. You feel lighter. You feel better. It moves. It helps to move the depression. I'm a person who spent many years in and out of depression, but the strangest thing since this COVID has started, it's like a friend of mine told me, I was going to call you and talk to you, but you're built for this. I'm not built for this. It's just that I have learned to trust. I have learned to use the therapy and the teachings that I've been given over the years and the tools that I've been given to lighten that load, to, as I was taught, unpack that suitcase. You know, we carry around big bags of stuff that we just have to get rid of. What is the purpose of carrying it? It's like old clothes. If you can't wear them anymore, get rid of them.
Amen.
You have to get rid of the stuff. You have to open up your heart, open up your eyes, and reach out and do things for other people. You'll find that when you're doing things to help somebody else who's carrying a burden, that maybe you can help the lighten the load a bit, it lightens your own load. And that's what makes life wonderful. That's what helps to lift the depression. We say we're tired of this and we're tired of that, but these are things that are going to happen every day. There's always going to be something going on. Sometimes you feel like you're being hit with a tsunami of stuff, just stuff. But you've got to keep the faith. You have to stand strong. You have to walk forward in holy boldness and trust God to continue to deliver on his promises to take care of us.
Amen.
I have to say this morning.
Amen.
Amen. God be the glory. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That was a mouthful, and it was right on time. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. And let me touch on that saying that God will not put on you more than you can bear. You're so right. You know, there are a lot of things that we say, and, you know, trusting that it is the word of God and this, that, and the other. And a lot of things are things that, you know, have been passed down for us and all. But for those of you that have heard that saying that God will never put on you more than you can bear, one of the ways that I used that saying to bless me and help me through things, when things get so heavy and there's a lot going on, and remembering that saying, God will never put on you more than you can bear, my attitude got to the place, well, if God won't put on me more than I can bear, then I must be able to bear whatever this is I'm going through. I must be able to bear it, and I'm going to walk with him and help him. I mean, not help him, walk with him and get the help from him that I need to make it through this thing, because he is not a mean father. He doesn't give us stuff that we can't handle in some way, shape, or form. And so if it's here, then for whatever reason, then this is what I have to walk through this season. But just like Minister Tabika said, just like to the caller said, that, you know, we have to learn how to lighten our load and give it over to Jesus. Give it over to him, those things that we need to give to him. God wants to strengthen us when we are weak and weary. Isaiah 40 and 29 says he gives strength to the weary and he increases the power of the weak. And beloved, this is just like Minister Tabika said, when you get the word of God in your heart, when you get it in your knower, this is why the word tells us we must renew our mind, because we have stinking thinking, okay, because of our nature. Our nature, we were born, you know, in sin. Sin is natural to us. It is natural. And it's not until we are reborn, amen, that we can have the power and the strength to go through what it is we go through. And that's because we have God. We have the Holy Spirit, you know, dwelling within us. And the Holy Spirit, you know, God is all-knowing, all-powerful. Let's see, all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-present. He's present everywhere, all day long, 24/7, 365. He is there, you know. So and what we are going through, that he is the one that strengthens us, and he increases the power of those that are weak. And the word tells us, when we are weak, he is strong within us. Mm-hmm. And thanks to God, you can't walk in this if you don't know this. You know, and that's why we got to be in the word. You cannot reap the benefits of the word without you knowing what benefits you have. You know, somebody that has health insurance, and let's say the only thing they ever use their health insurance for is to go to the doctor's office. But there are so many other things that are offered by your health insurance. And let's say in that it may be vision care, it may be dental care, maybe where you can get surgeries done. Instead of just going to your primary care doctor, there are other specialists that you may be able to see, but you only use it for one thing and one thing only, and you're leaving all of the other benefits sitting on the table and not using them. Then your health insurance is not, you're not getting the best use of your health insurance or the money that you're paying for it. And saints of God, our God's word is our health insurance, it's our life insurance, it's all of the insurances, and then it becomes a blessed assurance. Amen. It becomes the blessed assurance. And that's what we need to walk in, that we understand that he is with us from day one until his son returns. He's with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. God wants to deliver us from our stress. He wants to deliver us. Psalms 107 and 6 said, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. Excuse me. Honey, God wants to deliver us. He doesn't want to keep us in that place. He wants to deliver us. He wants to comfort us. You know, he is just so, he's just so awesome, and all that he does, he is so awesome. And it is, and again, you know, when we think about this, and think about who he is and what he does for us, it makes it easy to praise him in the midst of these things going on. And beloved, anytime you are burdened down, anytime you are burdened down, if you get into the place where you are praising God, I mean seriously worshiping him, that you are worshiping him, you will feel the load lift. You will feel it lift off your shoulders. Did your children stop fighting right there in that second? Maybe not. You know, did your husband walk back in the door right at that second? Maybe not. But, beloved, I'm telling you, you will feel that stuff lift off your shoulders. You will feel a lightness in the atmosphere. You will feel a love and a comforting in the atmosphere. And your attitude totally begins to change, all because you have given God praise in the midst of what's going on. And God loves that. He not just praise, I mean worship. And he loves that. He look at my daughter. Look at my son. They did not let go of me in their time of trouble. I'm going to bless them. Angels, get down there. Go do this for Etta. Go do this for Tabika. Go do this for Isaiah and Kim and so forth and so on. Yeah, he's on first name basis with us, y'all. You know, we are his children, so he calls us that. You know, he doesn't say go see apostle and go see minister so-and-so and go see prophet so-and-so. No, he's on first name basis with us. You know, and angel, go, take it. Angel, take the message to them, take the word. Angel, cause that other person over there to go bless them in their time of need. Go. Oh, God wants to do so much for us if we will just allow him to do it. He wants to do so much for us. Beloved, again, this is Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes. We are your hosts here today on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And if there's something that you would like to contribute, something that's on your heart, please be sure to press 1 on your keypad. And we will gladly add you to the conversation. We will gladly add you to the conversation. Beloved, is there something else that you would like to share with us with this?
Yes, ma'am. And as far as the stress portion of it, I just wonder, like, if we could actually see what stress was doing to our bodies and the level of stress that we carry. I wonder if we could see how it weakens, you know, our heart, and it causes so much other health issues. And, you know, sometimes we have to look past the stress and see what else is there. Because, again, the enemy sets up so much stuff to take our focus off of our Father. That's his whole goal, is to get our focus off of our Father so that he can have his way with us, so that he can try to turn us against our Father. And if we're stressed out all the time, a lot of times we're not thinking about our Father. Our attention is on that situation. And so slowly, you'll start to realize, oh, my goodness, I haven't prayed. Oh, my goodness, I have not read my word. Oh, my goodness, I have not talked to my pastor or somebody that's on a leadership team that you have relationship with, you know, where you used to, you know, talk to this person. You realize, oh, my goodness, I have not talked to this person. You know, you might have realized that you've been calling out from work, and you realize, oh, my goodness, I have called out 3 days straight, and now I need a doctor's note to go back to work, and I don't have one. So, like, the whole game is to get us off guard and get us in a corner and him just bombard us with a whole bunch of lies. And because we're stressed, we're weak at that moment because of the stress. And then while in our weak state is when he gets the beat up on us the most. However, again, if we're trusting the Father, he'll try to push you. The enemy will try to push you in that corner, and you see it, and you're like, oh no, you're not. I'm not going in that corner. I know what happened the last time I was over there in that corner. I'm not going back over there. And then you get strength, that supernatural strength that comes from the Lord, and you'll find yourself like, you remember this scripture, you remember that scripture, you remember a worship song that when you listen to it, you know, you can't do anything but fall to your knees and cry out to the Lord. So, you know, it's almost like there may never be a period in our lives where there is no type of situation that's going to be before us. We have times where everything is cool and, you know, nothing negative is going on at that moment. But everything that we go through, if you look at it as a learning experience and not a bad thing, that can also help you get through the situation. Look at it like, okay, you know, this is bad. You know, you talk to God. God, this is bad. This is really bad. And I don't know how I'm going to be able to get through this. And you sit long enough, God will show you the blueprint of his plan instead of your plan. Sometimes all we can see is our plan because we won't sit still long enough. But if we sit still long enough, God has time to show us his plan. We have to remember God knows and he sees everything. He already knows the outcome. He already knows how it's going to end. He knows how it's going to begin. He knows how you're going to get through it. He knows how he knows the weapons that he is going to give you to get through it. But we have this thing where we move too fast. Because it's like the situation is before me, and we are so impatient that, and I shared this in service on Sunday. For example, we get a cutoff notice for our BGE bill, and the cutoff notice, we only have 10 days to pay the bill, or our gas and electric is going to get cut off. And so, you know, we're going to the Lord, we're telling the Lord, showing him the cutoff notice. I don't have money to pay it, Lord. I don't want my lights to get cut off. And so, Lord, I'm giving this to you. Can you please make a way? And so you already went to him and you asked him to make a way. So you notice that it's the ninth day, and you still don't have the money to pay your BGE bill. So then you begin to panic. You begin to worry. You begin to say, you know what, I'm nervous. My life's going to get cut off. I have to do something. And this is what we think. I have to do something. And so you go do something, and on the 10th day, God was sending somebody to give you the money that was not expecting it back. It was going to be a gift. Somebody was going to bless you, and you didn't have to worry about giving it back. But on the 9th day, you got scared, and you started to panic, and you started to worry. So then you went and borrowed the money, and now you have to pay that person back. So now on top of trying to pay the person back and still trying to pay other bills, now you got another bill because you have to pay the person back, where versus God was sending someone on the 10th day with the money to give you, to bless you, to pay the bill. I understand. We all get nervous, especially when it comes to our light bill. Nobody wants to sit in the dark. Nobody, especially in the wintertime, nobody wants to be in a cold house, you know, with no light and with the possibility of their food spoiling. Nobody wants to go through that. However, if you went to the Lord and you asked him to make a way, you have to wait on him to make the way. But we always do that. And Lord, I know, Lord, we always do that. We tell the Lord, I trust you. I'm giving this to you, Lord. You take care of it. And then, oh, Lord, you're taking too long. I'll do it myself because you're taking too long. And then we mess it up, and then we're sitting there like, oh, I shouldn't have did that. I should have just waited on the Lord. Yes, you should have, especially when you asked him to help. We always want God to move when we say move. You know, that's another thing that the world tries to tell us, that everything is fast and everything happens your way. You know, have it your way. You know, just do it your way. Everything has become this fast way of doing things. And so now that spirit of impatience has dug its way in our hearts. And if God is not moving fast enough, okay, well, I'll just do it myself, you know. And God's looking like, but I was just about to tell you something. I was just about to do A, B, and C, but you did it. So now you figure it out. Like, oh, God, Lord, I just love you so much. Because even in that, he's still patient with us. He's probably shaking his head like, my son, my daughter, if only they would wait on me. I'm telling you, that day that you wait on the Lord and allow him to come through will change your life forever. I promise you that. Will change your life forever. I'm done. Amen. Apostle.
Amen. All right. Okay, you got passionate about it, and that's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. You know, the as you were talking, I'm reminded of the fact that it is in these hard times that we become dependent on God. If we turn to him, we become dependent on him. You know, the stress that we go through in life, it is supposed to increase our dependence on God. He wants us to come to him. You know, just like a parent, I know as a mother that when my babies are going through, and y'all, my babies are almost 50 years old, bless the Lord, good God Almighty, Lord have mercy. Like even saying that sounds weird, you know, like but almost 50 years old. And but when they are going through, I want them to know that they can come to me, you know, and tell me about it. And whatever I can do, I'm going to do it. And that's what God wants for us. It causes us to be dependent on him, because there are going to be life situations and things that we're dealing with that no man can have the answer for. No man can handle it. And the scripture that comes to mind in looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Let me see. It says, okay, we were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. Did you hear that? These stresses, these pressures that we are under, and it feels like we can't endure it, okay? But this has happened that we don't rely on ourselves, but we rely on God. And then it says, you know, and this is the God who raises the dead, okay? Jesus has power over death. He has the power over death. This is the God that we are relying on, that we are turning to, that we are asking for help, that we can trust, that we have faith in. This is the God that does that. And it's just so awesome to know that we are going to a living God that is concerned about us. He cares about us in more ways than we could even fathom. He cares about us. And I thank God, you know, that when we get that in our knower, I'm telling you, life, look, there's a song that we used to sing at the end of service when we were over at East Baltimore. I'm saved. I can't even remember all the words, but I know the ending of it was, life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. So life now is sweet and my joy is complete because I am saved. I am sozo. I have salvation, saved from sin, from the bondage of sin. I am protected. I am provided for. I'm given the peace of God. All of these things, I am healed. All of that comes with being saved. I am saved. So now life is sweet and my joy is complete as I depend on God, as I look at the fact that he has saved me. And in that salvation, there are so, so many blessings in that salvation. And I thank the Lord for it. I thank God for it. I really do. And so what I want to do at this moment, beloved, let us go into prayer as we close out the show today. Because I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that because this is what God laid on our hearts to speak about today, that there are those that are on this line that's walking in stress, dealing with stress. But I want you to know that there is hope for the heart. There's hope for your heart. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for every single person on this line, Lord God, we come to you and we touch and agree, Father God, with your word. Your word, Lord God, is what we stand on. We thank you, Lord God, in the revelation that you are with us in the times of trouble. You are with us in stress, that you see and you know every single thing that is going on with us. I thank you, Lord God, that it is your peace that you give us, not the peace of this world, but your peace you give us, oh, Father God. I praise your name, Lord God, because you did not mean for us to be burden carriers, but you, Lord God, want to give us rest in the midst of these things. I thank you, Father God, that just the way Jesus spoke to the winds and the waves in the storm, and they obeyed him, Lord God, that, Father, that we, Lord God, by the power that you have given to us, the authority to use your name, Lord God, the Holy Ghost being within us, oh God. So therefore, we are full of power, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that in this we can walk in the peace of God through every single thing that we go through. I praise your name, Lord God, as you instruct us and guide us, as you strengthen us, Lord God, that you deliver us in this time, Lord God. Father, I thank you for whoever is on this line that needs, Lord God, the comfort of knowing who you are, Lord God. Father, I pray that the spirit of comfort would flow through these lines and comfort them right where they are. Touch the brokenhearted, oh Lord God. Father, mend the wounded soul, Lord God. Father, heal in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for this, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, as you hear us as we pray. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. And Father, we repent. We repent right now for the times, oh God, that we took our problems back in our hands after we had asked you to handle them, Lord God. Father, your word tells us to trust in you at all times, that we are to pour our hearts out to you, for you are our refuge. So, dear God, today, Lord God, in this day, the day that you have made, the day that we say that we will rejoice and be glad in it because you made it, Lord God, let us realize that we could live free life trusting in you, Lord God. Trusting in you. Trusting you in that no matter what comes our way, that you have us in hand. Your word says in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, and to give you a future and a hope." Father God, thank you for giving us this future and hope, Lord God. Father, thank you, Lord God, that your will is being done here on earth as it is in heaven. And we give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, Emmanuel, Abba Father, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Sikunu, hallelujah, Lord God, all Lord God, Elohim, hallelujah, God, Father, in your name, Father, we find peace, we find joy, we find hope. We thank you, Lord God. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Beloved, we love y'all. We love you. We love you. May you walk in peace for the rest of this weekend. And until we meet again next Saturday, may God be with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, beloved.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.